More than 20,000 American soldiers in Iraq, scheduled to return home this month, will have their combat tours extended for 3 to 4 months. The Pentagon made the announcement today. The move puts added stress on the U.S. Army, and it has prompted some angry responses from soldiers' families. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
The Pentagon had hoped to reduce troop strength to about 110,000 by June, but increased violence in Iraq on dual fronts has made April the costliest month in U.S. dead and wounded. The unrest prompted Central Command General John Abizade to ask the Pentagon for more troops. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld today said the Germany-based 1st Armored Division, which has been in Iraq for 1 year, and part of the Louisiana-based 2nd Armored Cavalry Regiment, will spend an extra 3 to 4 months in Iraq.
Needless to say, we regret having to extend those individuals. But the country is at war, and we need to do what is necessary to succeed.
About one quarter of those 20,000 soldiers are from the National Guard and Reserve. The announcement breaks a Pentagon promise that Iraq tours would be limited to 1 year. Rumsfeld's announcement was met with sadness and anger by many of those who have loved ones serving in Iraq.
We've been told so many times, 365 days, boots on the ground, and now they come out and they do this.
Pam Smith, who asked that her real name not be used, is the wife of a 1st Armored Division soldier. She says it's been tough telling her three children, the youngest of whom was born after her husband deployed to Iraq. The kids, she says, had already hung welcome home decorations around the house.
I don't know how to put it into words what I feel. It's excruciating. It's mental torture. I don't know what to tell my kids. Dad has to keep working, that Daddy doesn't get to come home like we planned, that they're making him stay. It's the hardest thing I've ever done.
Other wives, such as Whitney Hastings, blame the Pentagon and Washington for poor planning.
The administration could have predicted this more and maybe brought in the replacements earlier for our husbands.
Whitney is married to Chief Warrant Officer Matt Hastings, a Black Hawk helicopter pilot in an aviation unit attached to the 1st Armored Division.
I think it's very political, the decisions that they're making. I am starting to feel like my husband is a pawn in their chess game, and they have no idea the repercussions of these decisions that they're making. And to give us nothing now to look forward to, not even an idea, just breaks our hearts.
Mrs. Hastings says her husband is deeply disappointed and sad at the news, yet he also feels honored, she says, that his division is being called on to continue the fight. We've learned, she says, to roll with the punches during these long deployments. The extension of some 17,000 soldiers in Iraq and another 2,500 in Kuwait will add stress to an armed forces stretched by deployments in Iraq and Afghanistan, the Balkans, South Korea, and elsewhere. But General Peter Pace, the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff today, insisted this troop level, about 135,000 in Iraq, is sustainable over the long term.
We have the capacity with 2.4 million individuals available to us, active guard and reserve, to handle this ongoing war and anything that I can think of that's on the horizon.
But others aren't so sure. Retired General Barry McCaffrey says America's strategic troop reserves are dangerously low.
There literally are no significant reinforcements to send. We have shot the bolt. Yeah. It's over.
Right before the Iraq invasion, then Army Chief of Staff Eric Shinseki was criticized by civilian Pentagon leaders after he said it would take several hundred thousand U.S. forces to secure post-war Iraq. At his retirement, Shinseki warned, "Beware the 12-division strategy for a 10-division army." Retired Colonel Bob Killebrew says General Shinseki has been vindicated.
The Department of Defense has consistently, since the first day, underestimated the difficulties of the fight they've gotten into. They didn't put enough troops in there to start with, and they have steadfastly refused to expand the size of the active force. Their excuse before was, well, in a year it won't matter. Well, in a year it's going to matter, and in 2 years it's going to matter, too.
Some good news for the Defense Department is that reenlistment and retention rates, so far, remain relatively high across the armed forces. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Washington.